The Missouri Supreme Court will decide for or against a lower court ruling on Senate Bill 5, that's SB 5. That's the legislation designed to reform municipal courts in Missouri and establish new caps on the amount of money raised from court fines and fees. The courts have been called ATMs for municipalities by SB 5 supporters. The practice has been called abusive by the Justice Department. However, a Cole County judge has proclaimed key parts of SB 5 unconstitutional. It's being appealed by the Missouri Attorney General. The state Supreme Court's been reviewing reform. Supporters of the legislation appeared on the program earlier this month in opposition to the court ruling on SB 5. Joining me now with another point of view, Normandy Mayor Patrick Green. Normandy was a party to the suit challenging the legislation. Chris Kramer is president and CEO of Beyond Housing, an organization that provides support and services to low-income communities. Thank you both so much for being here. Good to have you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Don.
Mr. Mayor, let me start with you. Well, what has been your objection to SB 5?
My objection from day one is the fact that it picks different parts of the region out with a different percentage. It also we were not allowed at the table, and I think fully at the table, to play a role in determining how we can solve these issues. You can't just pick out a particular area without taking the consideration of the impacts of what that has on that community. We all agree there are issues and concerns and problems that need to be addressed, but it's how you go about doing that. With a broad brush is not the approach.
Right. And Chris, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, look, I think look, from the very beginning, I think everyone has said there were some egregious things that happened that needed to stop. Absolutely.
Sure.
And change is occurring. I think the idea for us is this notion of good governance and how do we get to good governance and how do we measure it? And we think a solely financial metric that's spread across every municipality across the state of Missouri doesn't seem to be the right way to guarantee we're going to get good governance. And then to have a different rate for every place else but St. Louis County clearly seemed to be unfair on its face value.
So what are your proposals? Where do we go from here? How would it be changed? Mayor, I'll start with you. Obviously, everyone concedes a lot of people are being hurt by the system as it exists now. A lot of poor people are spending time in jail, losing jobs, that sort of thing.
And I believe that we have to, like anything, hospitals provide safety and health and well-being also. And when a nurse commits egregious acts or a doctor and they do it all day, we do not shut the hospital down, the entire hospital. I believe what we do is we go back to the table, identify exactly what is the problem, and we keep intact that which is good, which is working within those municipalities. We don't just, again, use a broad stroke, an assumption that everybody in the barrel is a bad apple. And that's what was done here through public opinion, appealing to by using words, tickets for ATMs. I think we're better than that. We're better than to just use these statements that appeal to the emotions and get to what it's really about, good governance. And again, there's no perfect world. We have to work at getting that in democracy and in government. Doesn't matter how big, how small.
Chris, what form would good governance take to resolve this problem?
Well, again, I think there needs to be metrics around ensuring that you don't violate anybody's rights, right? That the proportionality of the punishment suits the crime that was committed. So clearly for going 11 miles over the speed limit, you shouldn't go to jail for that. But it also shouldn't be, oh, don't worry about it. There's no repercussions if you're driving dangerously anywhere out through the region, right? So there should be some repercussions. But what does that look like, right? So lots of folks have said, well, how about community service? Great idea. Mm-hmm. How does that get paid for, right? You just don't magically say, oh, we'll have community service. It has to be structured. You have the right staffing. You have to have the right liability coverage to make sure if you got folks out doing community work. So, again, there are a lot of great ideas. And what we would hope is that there can be a robust conversation with folks who run municipalities and those of all of us who want change, because clearly there were some terrible things that happened that no one wants to see replicated. The question is, how do we get from here to a better place and who's part of the conversation? And to date, it's been a lot of, in our estimation, a lot of top-down conversations around, well, change is going to occur and, well, we can't trust the municipalities to come up with their own change. And we'll just assign change on our own.
It sounds to me like one of the things you could be talking about, Mayor, is legislative action to kind of rewrite the rules. Is that what we're talking about? Does it have to go through the courts?
Well, I think we asked for that, and we weren't allowed or held back from the table. We were left with no choice but to seek out. And I think it's important that, like you said, legislators have the ability to write law. Municipal leaders are the ones who actually are running on the ground. We're the soldiers. We asked a hand-in-hand collaboration, and what we got was a pushback. And the problem is that we don't want a pushback. We want a team collaborative effort to relook at, can we do this better? Sure we can. 24-1 was working on a lot of these issues before. That was just thrown under the rug. I don't understand that. I think, you know, that says that there were people out there looking at some of these issues. There are empowerments that we don't have. The Attorney General and other people were aware of these issues for long before Mike Brown. And my question is, you know, where were they? You know, are we upset that we're not funding the Highway Patrol better to be out there in our communities to protect our citizens when they go on 170? We lost a family or two lives out there Christmas Eve. The roles of police are safety. The judiciary determines fines and fees. And guess what? We need to talk about, again, how do we get there where everyone, even the and most important, the public, is benefited? And again, as Chris said, it's about sitting at the table, coming to a common ground, everybody, not just select groups. And demonization by statements that we've been hearing does not get us there. This feeds into rhetoric. It feeds into, you know, demagoguery of basically the worst of what government is about. Government was never perfect. And if you can show me something that is, I'd like to know it. But I say it's important for us to work at this and work at it collectively.
So Don, I think the other narrative that's been out there is that municipalities don't want to change. They want everything like it was yesterday. And again, I just don't think that's accurate. I mean, right now we're working with Mayor Green and 11 of his peers to consolidate all of their courts into one court system. So again, there's not this old please leave us alone. There's this acknowledgement of, look, the world's changing. And folks understand that. Leaders understand that. And they're going through a thoughtful process, right? So if we're going to consolidate courts, you just don't snap your fingers and say, voila, we have consolidated courts. There are software systems. There's code issues. There's administration. There's oversight. There's a whole series of things that has to be explored and looked at to ensure you have an effective and efficient way that you can carry out your jurisprudence system in your particular community. And again, municipalities are working on that. But if you listen to the common narrative in the region, it's, oh, they're not doing anything, and we have to force change upon them.
And I want to elaborate on that, Chris, because, again, it was Normandy that had collaborated together five cities under its municipality and policing. And we, under 24-1, were talking to other cities, encouraging those things to happen, as well as 10 best practices. That was not done by legislators. That was done by municipal leaders. I think the question is, why did not someone come and say, hey, those are good things. Let's build on those. We had to run them to the legislators and beg them to put those in place. The point here is that, again, it's about everyone coming to a table, finding those common things that basically really do work or proven. We in 24-1 set a path years ago to tackle these things by priority. There's no magic wand. But what there is there's people power, and we economic development, school districts, jobs, those things came out in the Ferguson Commission. They came out in 24-1 years ago, and we've already proven we're on that path, and we would love to work with those groups and collaborate, but not with, again, the demonization, with reckless legislation. That doesn't serve anyone because in the long term, it could do harm.
24-1 is your baby, Chris Graymeyer. Why don't you just very briefly explain to those who don't know what it is, what it is.
24-1 is a community-led initiative in the boundaries of the Normandy School District. There are 24 municipalities in the boundaries of that one school district, and the leaders and residents of the community have come together to say we want strong communities, engaged families, and successful children. And to do that in our particular footprint, we know we have to work on housing, education, health, jobs, and economic development. And underpinnings of that is, again, municipal governance work with all 24 leaders to say how can we provide the most effective and efficient governance to the folks who live in our communities, pay their taxes, send their kids to the school. And again, we've been working with Mayor Green and his peers for 5 years, well before a lot of the firestorm that's happened, on effectiveness and efficiencies, from as simple as, you know, collective buying power on when you get your streets repaired, how you get your trash collected, to court consolidation. And I will make note of, there have been four police departments that have been dissolved in the St. Louis region over the last several years, and all four of them are in the boundaries of the 24-1 footprint. And I would allege that by being on the ground and having a bottoms-up approach where folks can talk to each other, build relationships, that's how a lot of this change will occur. Clearly, SB 5 has accelerated some of the change that folks are going through, but clearly this work was happening on its own well before all of this.
It appears that there may be a court-mandated remedy before there's a legislative remedy to this. It's before the Supreme Court now. Supreme Court has been reviewing it. Would that work in your mind?
Well, look, again, I think it's a start, but as Mayor Green mentioned, what we would love to have is a broad-based conversation about what does change look like that includes municipal leaders. That again, to date, there's been a lot of conversations and a lot of top-down pushing without asking folks who actually do this work every day, who have been, again, part of this conversation well before the explosion in August of 2014, and just say, and if we do this right, guess what? We're all not going to get what we think is best. We're going to have some sort of compromise. And I think, again, our folks have been willing to be at the table and say, how do we do this in the best way possible?
The question is then, Mayor, what table? How do you make this happen?
Well, and I think that's about starting conversations about people coming off the top of the hill and coming to a common ground and saying, guess what? Even if the judiciary makes a decision, we all still can have conversations that, again, now and in the future creates laws that is a win-win for everyone and, most important, our public. But to just, again, take high-level risk and take the chance of doing more harm is not, you know, we can't afford that as a region. As African-American communities, too, we don't have the privilege of basically hoping that something else will compensate for those type of risk. And we have to be very, again, exact as leaders about what's going to be in place. We can't just throw something to the wind because, again, those are communities. Be it our community or someone else's community, the bottom line comes down to we deal with certain outcomes that no one else does. High crime. Again, there is not abundance of resources that lie within our space that we can rely upon that offset basically how we provide services. So that's what brought the collaboration of the communities together in order to look at how they could save money, they could extend their services and provide better governance. Again, if anyone's willing to ask us, we're happy to show the data. We're happy to show that first, we don't throw all the eggs in one basket and assume they're all bad. Let's deal with the bad eggs and let's basically look realistically and separate the good from the bad. That would be probably the fairest and wisest thing to do.
So for example, Don, if the Supreme Court said, okay, 20% needs to be the financial cap of proportion of your revenue from traffic fees and fines. So let's say the Supreme Court does that. That still doesn't guarantee good governance. That just gives us a common metric across the state. What we'd rather do is say, let's have a conversation about how do we know that in any given municipality, whether they're bringing in 28% or 6%, that the police department and again the judges and the prosecutors are doing things appropriately, and a sheer financial metric alone does not get you that. And again, so the Supreme Court can say 20%, but we still think that there's still a conversation to be had, even if that's what the Supreme Court says.
Of good governance standards in behavior.
You know, we keep hearing the phrase having conversations here, particularly since the Michael Brown shooting. And the Ferguson Commission had conversations with a couple of thousand people, came up with 189 recommendations for change. And really, this is the only one that of any meaning, of any content that has gotten through. You know, so this business of conversations, it's a word.
Well,
where are the conversations?
Well, I'll give you an example. 24-1 had conversations with thousands, town hall meetings with its residents before that. And you know what? There was no one rushing to say, hey, these guys are doing great things. We were asked to go all the way to D.C., to the White House, who recognized us as being one of the only cities in the country that were collaborating at this level. And I didn't see any legislators beating my doors down then to say, this is great. We can capitalize off this. Mm-hmm. It's only when a tragedy happened, and I believe we've offered our hand out. I've done it a number of times through the media, and I've not gotten one phone call.
And we've invited some key legislative folks that come visit us. Mm-hmm. Come see what we're doing, and come and again, let's have a back and forth.
I cannot make
a give and take
again, and I cannot make them come to us. All I can do is ask, offer that olive branch to say, let's talk. But again, it's up to them to take that serious enough, because that was happening before Mike Brown. And I think if that is the standard, then I think we might want to look the other direction.
And I think it's real important, Don, that and particularly for listeners, that neither Mayor Green nor I are saying, oh, we want to go back to things the way they were. Okay, there's absolute clarity
that things have to
change. There were terrible things that occurred that should never have occurred in the first place, should never occur again. This is us saying, can we have a broader conversation that is not so absolute in, you know, you're going to be on way one side or way on the other.
So where was good governance when all of this was going on for the last several decades? Because this is not a new problem.
No, I think it was basically, if you look at the 90 municipalities, as you look at communities in the rural community, it is up to those. There were many people complaining about the pine lawns or complaining about the St. Anne's out on the highway. I, as a municipality, can only have a conversation with their leaders and say, this is an issue. The powers above me in the legislation, or basically attorney general, should have acted to respond to that. And the question is, it's not to blame them, but it's to say, guess what? We all have culpability as like you said, elected officials. We're colleagues. Now let's get together and let's basically do what the public is asking, be it that the Ferguson Commission identify that or we identify that. Our city's been doing this longer than anyone, policing, like I said, other municipalities, longer than St. Louis County. I would think that of all the entities, you would want to say, well, who has done this? Who can we get some information from that might help us? I might have gotten a phone call. I have not, and that concerns me. And so I said, I'm not waiting on them. I will reach out to them,
all I can do. Just about a minute left. What happens if the Supreme Court upholds SB 5?
Well, look, I think, again, there will be problems relative to how some communities are able to provide the services that their taxpayers and their constituents expect. And then where do we go from there? I think, look, there's a whole host of issues around a financial cap. One of the bigger problems that we're not talking about is a lot of the smaller African-American communities in North County. You can tinker on the edges, and let's say some go away, right, whatever that number may be.
Right.
That does not solve the underlying problems of struggling schools, of a failing tax base, and a lack of commercial economic activity. Those are, quite frankly, the questions we should be talking about versus 20% or 12.5.
Sure.
Well, we'll leave it there. We'll be having this conversation or parts of it in the future, I'm sure. Much to be said and much to be determined. Thank you very much, Mayor Patrick Green. Thank you so much for being with us.
No, thank you.
Great to have you with us. And Chris Kramer, good to see you again. Thank you so much for being with us. Archived versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.